Jose, we are continuing today in Meretz Hashem in the seventh chapter of Shara Bitachon, and we find ourselves in as follows. Uklalo shal davar be'inyan habitachon. The general rule when it comes to Bitachon is as follows. Ki yisron habitachon me'abotchem be'elokim kefi yisron yidi asam oso. Literally, essentially, the more your level of Bitachon is fundamentally and directly related to your level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, the emunasam, and level of my belief in his protection and in his constant care for my well-being. So in other words, which makes sense, that halacha l'maaseh, my level of bitachon is fundamentally rooted in my understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately, again, my belief in his protection and my belief in his care. V'hine hayeled, here it's interesting, is the Mechaber explains how a person's bitachon kind of evolves from infancy going forward. V'hine hayeled b'tchilas inyono boteach al shedei imo kimo shene'emar maftichi al shedei imi. A baby is connected just to his mother through nursing. In other words, from the baby's perspective, the mother is just a source of food. And when he sees her, that's all he sees as a source of food. As he gets older, v'kasher techsach hakaraso meshe b'tchono al imo l'rov hashgachaso alof kimo shene'emar yemlo shivisi v'domamti nafshi kagamul alai imo kagamul alai nafshi. So incredible. As the child grows up and his understanding develops, then ultimately, again, he begins to see his mother as an entity who cares for him. So suddenly, again, now my mother is not only a source of food, but ultimately, again, she is a source of care and protection. Third part, ukishetechzak hakarasu od, as he gets older and his understanding develops, beroaki hanhagas imo el aviv, meshe bitchono elav lemalas haganasu alav. So ultimately, again, he may see that perhaps his mother is dependent on his father. And then ultimately, again, he too becomes dependent on his father. So it's the evolution. So first he sees his mother, but his mother just as a source of food. Then his mother is a source of protection. But then he sees that maybe his father protects his mother. So therefore, ultimately, again, the father becomes a source of protection. Fourth part, v'kar sheyechsa kufo, v'titachin lo tachbula b'michiyas b'malacha o schora v'adom elahem. Then as the child grows into an adult and his body becomes stronger and he's able to put in his shtadlus, right? He's able to put in effort for a livelihood, right? He's able to work. So then what happens? He makes the mistake of he then begins to think that he's in charge. And he begins to think that it's his efforts which make all of the difference. And ultimately, again, he relies on himself instead of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his lack of understanding. Because up until now, he's been conditioned to only relying on people. First his mother for food, then his mother as a caring person, then his father for protection. So now, ultimately, again, he's shifted all of that and he goes ahead and puts his belief, his bitachon, in his own abilities. There's a story that's told about one of the chassidim, and this chassid, this pious man, had a neighbor who was a sofer, was a scribe. And the scribe was successful because ultimately, again, he was able to put out a lot of written materials. So the chassid, right, the pious person, one day said to his scribe, the neighbor, "How are things going?" So the sofer said, "Everything is good as long as my hands are working. As long as my hands are working." So the Gemara says, and what happened? So that day, that evening, his hand was crushed, and he was unable to write with it the rest of his days. And this was the punishment that this man got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he put his faith in his hand. In other words, the story is over here that the man literally said, "My success is based on my hand, right? As long as my hand works, I'm going to be successful." So really, in other words, there must be more. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines my success, not my hand. And ultimately, as a punishment for placing his belief in the wrong thing, he lost use of that hand for the rest of his life. Obviously, an extreme story, but there to highlight the point. So next step, v'mitachin lo tarfo ayedezu lo somin abrios, yashe bitchon aleim v'tanuach nafsh aleim. So as the person progresses, then again, if he happens to be supported or taken care of by others, ultimately, again, he'll rely on them, and he'll put his bitach on other people. Number six, he says, "Kishetechsak hakarasa v'yirech hasron v'tzarkam alabori yisparach yasha bitchanoi lov." So, and here's what's interesting: he will. So, as time goes on, and he sees that you really can't fully rely on other people because you can't have bitachon in people, because at the end the people are deficient and people have their flaws and their faults, often not because they want to, but just because of who we are, he'll recognize the need to put his bitachon, to put his sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This by itself, by the way, is such a profound idea that sometimes in life we become so frustrated because we put our trust and we put our belief in people and then they don't come through. And it's important to understand that very often when people don't come through, it's not because they don't want to. Sometimes it's just because they can't. Either because they can't because I set, you know, inappropriate expectations, or they can't simply because, like, no person could always come through all the time. It's just the nature of it. And so at a certain point, a person has to make a decision to stop feeling frustrated, right? I don't want to go through my life always feeling frustrated with people. So instead, the better approach, ultimately, says the Mechaber, is put your bitachon in the one thing that always comes through. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yismoch alav be'inyonim she'in lo yecholes bahem, v'lo yuchal imol mi'maser bam el gzeres habore. And ultimately, again, now at first, when a person begins to put his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll only put his bitachon in Hashem for those things that he knows he can't control. Right, those things that, for example, kimo, yiridas hagisham malazria, rain, halichas yam, traveling by sea, halichas hamidbar, traveling in the desert, meimayim, without water, bo hashatef, when there's a flood, ubin fola derba chayim, when there's a plague of locusts, vadom lazemin ayonim, sha'ebam lo adam shum tachpulu v'shum panim. So what's interesting is in the evolution of one's bitachon in Hashem. So remember again, it's step number six over here. He's gone from relying on his mother just as a source of food, to relying on his mother as a source of protection, to relying on his father as a source of protection, then ultimately relying on himself and his own abilities. We go from there, ultimately, to relying on other people. Then when he begins to see that you can't really rely on other people because they can't always come through, he begins to rely on Hashem. But in this first stage of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I only rely on Hashem for the things that I know I have to rely on Hashem for, because I have no choice, because I don't possess the abilities to make this work on my own. Like rainfall, traveling by sea, traveling there. So these are things, obviously, I can't control. So my bitachon is limited to those areas in life where I know for sure I have control. I don't have control, but I still live with the illusion that I maintain significant control over other areas of life. So we will stop over here for today. And Amir Hashem, tomorrow is our last shir in Shara Bitachon. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.